Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. What's up with it? Attention sack artists. You trying to get your music played? R&B, jazz, hip-hop, and comedy. Spoken word as well. Send your MP3 tracks to DJ1Gone at yahoo.com. That's DJ1Gone at yahoo.com. Make sure you give a call to 347-205-9722 or log on to blogtalkradio.com.
People, good morning, good morning. It's the Throwback Thursday. I'm DJ One going on the Rose Family Radio, and we got some special guests today. Tune in.
Mm-hmm.
B.B. King right here on the Rose Family Radio. Man, I'm sitting here just thinking about the throwback mix I got for y'all. Hey, man, it's going to get good. Just keep your ears tuned to the radio. The number here to call is 347-205-9722. That's 347-205-9722. Today I have Dr. Shaka Muhammad, Tashaka Muhammad, also Henry Hawthorne with a moment of Black history, and a few other brothers that I know and sisters that I know that want to tell y'all about the things they do in the community. It is Rose Family Radio. I'm DJ One Gone, and I'm going to hit you and get you with this right here. Here's the sounds of Shirley Brown, Woman to Woman.
Hello. May I speak to Barbara? Barbara, this is Shirley. You might not know who I am, but the reason I'm calling you is because I was going through my old man's pockets this morning, and I just happened to find your name and number. So woman to woman, I don't think it's being any more than fair than to call you and let you know where I'm coming from. Now, Barbara, I don't know how you're going to take this, but whether you be cool or come out of a bag on me, you see, it really doesn't make any difference. But it's only fair that I let you know that the man you're in love with, he's mine. From the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, the bed he sleeps in, and every piece of food he eats. You see, I make it possible. The clothes on his back, I buy them. The car he drives, I pay the note every month. So I'm telling you these things to let you know how much I love that man. And woman to woman, I think you'll understand just how much I'll do to keep him. Woman to woman, if you've ever been in love, then you know. If you were in my shoes, wouldn't you have done the same thing too? Oh, woman to woman, can't you see where I'm coming from? Woman to woman, ain't that the same thing you would have done? Should I dare step aside and let her take what's rightfully mine? Oh, woman to woman, was I right or was I wrong? Trouble now. I hope you understand.
Brown, Woman to Woman, right here on Rose Family Radio. I want to thank Miss Jackie for giving me this month of Black History to do a month of wellness on the radio show. This is Wise Words with One Gone Show, but we've turned it into the Rose Family just for the month of February, and I appreciate her. This month, we had a real good session. We had so many people call in and talk about what they do in the community that other folks called my personal number and say, hey, man, I didn't know y'all did it like that. Wow. Hey, without further ado, I got Shaka Blaka Boom for you. Shaka.
Yeah, brother.
Hey, King. Hey, so this is my baba. This is the one. This is the go-to right here, y'all. This is the go-to. If you're looking for an exciting conversation with a lot of pizzazz with it, this is the guy you call. Shaka, introduce yourself and talk to the people.
Hey, how you doing, brother? Good morning, man, and I appreciate you, you know, letting me say a few things on the radio this morning. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you loud and clear. I just was
all right.
I was clearing the lane for you because I know you can get long-winded, and I want every bit of that long-winded this morning. Go ahead, Shaka.
All right. All right. So, yeah, we're talking about Black History Month, and that's 28 days, but Black History is every day. Every day. You know, and, you know, like, you know, most of everybody listening got where they are this morning safely because of Garrett Morgan, the black man who invented the stoplight, you know. So he also invented the gas mask. But, you know, every time we talk about Black History, we always talk about starting from slavery in America, and our slavery did not start there, you know. If you study Egyptian African people, that's the only, we're the only people that you can get a degree in, Egyptology. There ain't no Germanology, ain't no Englishology, ain't no Japaneseology, no Chineseology. So they've been studying us for years, thousands of years, hundreds of years, because they know that we are the original people. Black history kept a mystery by those who sell snow because they don't want you to know about God's plan for the black man to give the world a better man. So, you know, let's talk about where our history started. You know, Africa is not an African word. It's a Roman word. You know, there was a Roman general named Cipriano Africanus who established a little colony in North Africa, and since the Romans couldn't make any headway into the continent, they called the whole continent Africa. It was originally called Alcibaland. You know, and the Romans called it African. We know it as the motherland, part of God's master plan. So, you know, let's talk about, you know, where we actually came from, our history. And they talk about they don't want to teach critical race theory in the schools now. If it's critical, that means that it's important. That's just another word for saying that they don't want to teach the true history of America. But, you know, unless you lay all the cards on the table and have meaningful dialogue, you can't solve any kind of problem or solution. But they don't want the next generation to know the atrocities and the true history of America, what they did to the red man, the black man, you know, and people of color. So that's critical race theory, and can't nobody agree on what it is, but they just don't want to teach the true history. And that's the only way that we can solve and bring peace to America where every man is supposedly created equal. You know, is by having meaningful dialogue. Every morning, but like the sun, till I rise, I stand 5'6" and weigh 175. I'm kind of wide at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody tell you, I don't take no lip. Cold black, that's me. I'm not icy, but I'm too cold to hold. Tell you things about life till a toy punk soul. Working every day 9 to 5 for the money. I want to be legit. Don't take no shit till A to the I to the T. Need education and mother wit. Now, there's a future in your past. They don't teach you that in class, that you descended from kings and queens and invented many things. And I bet you know why the caged bird thing. They used to try to make me think I was a Negro, not an African-American. Ain't no countries by the name. Must be the snowman's game, trying to make me feel ashamed, hiding the light that feeds my flame. People dying every day over colors, colors. I fly my colors every day. They're on my back and in my mind. My words straight up, and I don't be blind. Cold Ounce talking. Triple OG talking. My colors are black, and I don't do crack or self-destruction runs on that track. Glorifying pimps. The P-I-M-P. That stands for Poor Imitation of My People. I don't want you to be a pimp. I want you to be a gangster. Yeah, that's right. I want you to be a knowledge gangster, education your slang to. Do you want to hang to see tomorrow? Have joy, not sorrow. You don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. Time waits for no one, but it'll stand right still for you if you prepare today for the tomorrow things that'll come to you. You see, knowledge is a gun, and I'll use it. It's my tool and my weapon. I won't abuse it. Knowledge is a gun that always has ammunition, and when you're well supplied with it on your side, you'll succeed in your mission. So load up. Take careful aim. Don't have no shame. Be bold, cause you packing. So when you go for the goal, you can do it with soul, and your future won't be lacking. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Now you can get it if you're with it, and your game will be atrocious.
Shaka Laka Boom. Hey, so y'all, I'm going to put Shaka on hold because I don't want him to go nowhere. Then we're going to talk about some of the things he has started worldwide, some of the knowledge that he has and he possesses. We'll talk about the museum that he has at his home. We're going to talk about a lot of things because this man is Black History. I'm DJ One Gone, and I'm going to get to you like this because I know you're late.
Now it's a little different what you've been hearing about in Blame Do. But I hope you like it, huh? So here's the story. There's a rat loose in my house, and it only comes out when I'm not at home. Yeah. Yes, there's a rat loose in my house. It only comes out when I'm gone. Yeah, Lord. I've got a sink full of dirty dishes. Oh, Lord, and my bed is full of crumbs. You know my icebox is empty. Every time I come home, boy, I think I'll say it again. And you know my icebox is empty. Every time I come home from work, something's going on. Somebody's been eating up my food. Having my woman for dessert. Look here. My blue suit is missing. And you don't know how bad it makes me feel. Yeah. My blue suit is missing. And you know how bad it makes me feel. You know what happened? And when I asked my woman about it, I said, Bobby, I gave it to the Goodwill. Help me, somebody. Dirty rat. A big fat rat. You know anything about that rat wolf? gonna set a trap and beat him at the game he plays. I'm gonna leave his favorite food in his favorite negligee. I'm gonna sneak back and catch him in the act. I'm gonna shoot that rat with a hump in his back. Got the rat loose in my house, yeah. He only comes out when I'm not at home, yeah, love. I've got a sink full of dirty dishes and my bed is full of crumbs. Now wait a minute. That rat don't drive no car. He don't even have a driver's license. I'm talking about a two-legged rat. And I don't like that. I've got a rat loose in my house. He only comes out when I'm not at home. Oh, Lord. I'm gonna sneak back and catch that rat. Well, with the hump in his back. And you know, gentlemen, you know what I'm talking about. It could be a rat in your town. First of all, I better not catch no rat in Memphis, Tennessee. Now I'm gonna break his back. I've got a rat loose in my house. He only comes out when I'm not at home. Oh, no. I said I. Rat, a dirty rat. One of you fat rats. Oh, no, no, no. You know I don't like that, no.
Bobby Blue Bland, a rat in my house, and he's crawling and getting all my cheese. Oops, please. It is Rose Family Radio for the month of wellness, also for Black History Month. And we had Dr. Tashaka Muhammad come on and talk about some things. I got another segment with Mr. Muhammad, but I'm going to go to someone dear to me in the community, Miss D. Miss D, what's going on?
Hey, Mr. Tim, good morning. I come greeting you guys in divine love this morning, representing Roberts Family Development Center. I'm actually at work right now, but I had to tune in, man. When you said you got the music for the old heads, I had to come on and see what you was working with. And, Mr. Tim, when I tell you you was representing, you definitely represented.
Appreciate it. So, Ms. D, tell us what you do for the community and the city at large.
Oh man, my hand is in a few pots. For starters, I work with Roberts Family Development Center. Shout out to my folks at Roberts Family Development Center. We are in the community of Del Paso Heights. I am a cultural broker, and what I do basically is support our clients that are in need of you know, help, be it mental health or just across the board just having issues, I am definitely on deck to support them and lead them in the right direction in reference to their therapy. So I'm just the go-between, the therapist as well as the client itself, and just showing that support for them. And so I kind of hold their hand, but not really hold their hands, you know what I mean, just supporting them as they're going through that process. I also do a little bit of work with Sacramento County. We're dealing with Sierra Health Foundation, and they have a program that's set up for COVID patients. And so I also do, as a senior resource coordinator, what I do is provide resources in the community, be it rental, utilities, food. We try to help out people that's going through and struggling with the pandemic in terms of the COVID. And just across the board, I just wanted to give a special shout-out to Mr. Darrell Roberts and Mrs. Tina Roberts. They do significant work in the community. We work so hard, effortlessly, really, to provide for our children. And this coming Saturday, we will have our vaccine clinic. I don't know who's vaccinated. If you need vaccination or your children's vaccination, we'll be vaccinating from 5 on up. Vaccination clinic will be this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And also, we have a little extra treat for you. When you get vaccinated or you come through, we're also going to be hosting our African-American, our Black History Month. We have a little Black History program that's going to be going on from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. this Saturday. And in case you don't know where we're located at 770 Darina Avenue in Sacramento. Zip code is 95815. So if you're in the area, please come through and check us out. Of course, you know, we are constantly all about that vaccination. You know, we're all about that back, about that back. You know, you got to get that vaccination. It's so important. We're about to go back into our communities without masks. And God help those that have not been covered, and not just covered by the grace of God. I mean, coverage in terms of vaccination, you know, the booster shot. You want to make sure that you're able to see your loved ones and able to go out into the community safely. And it's just really, to me, I've always said, it's just a no-brainer. So I'm looking forward to seeing some of y'all. Mr. Tim, thank you so much for this time frame. I appreciate it.
Hey, we appreciate you, Mr. Roberts, Ms. Roberts, and the Roberts Family Development Center for all that you do for our communities, not just one community, but all communities. Me, myself, I have to lift Brother Darrell and Ms. Tina Roberts up. They have supported Hooked on Fishing from day one, and they continue to support us in making change in our community. We start in one cast at a time, and we appreciate all that y'all do. Once again, let us know where the vaccine clinic will be held and the address so our listeners can show up and show out.
All right. All right. Once again, we are the Roberts Family Development Center. We are located at 770 Darina Avenue in Sacramento, Del Paso Heights area, but we're in Sacramento. Zip code is 95815. Our vaccination clinic will be going on from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And we have a special treat this Saturday as well. We have the Black History Program with the kids. Come on out and support our kids. They've been working hard. They've been singing in the building. You know, they're just getting ready to represent and show up and show out. So we're looking forward to seeing you all this coming Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Roberts Family Development Center. Thank you, Mr. Tim.
You are welcome. You are welcome. I'm going to go to the phone line. Dr. Shaka Muhammad.
One more thing.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Ms.
D. Yeah, Ms. D.
Thing. A special shout out to Lady Angela Poole. Your wife is giving us the up-to-date daily. Want to give a special shout out to her. It takes real special people to come out and just be selflessly giving of themselves. She's on all of our Zoom calls. she's just representing our Philly, our city proudly, and I just want to give her a special shout-out this morning, and I hope that she is feeling better. She has a booster, and she wasn't feeling too good last weekend, but I'm giving her praise this morning. Thank you, Mrs. Poole. Shout-out to you, Miss Angela.
Shout out to my wife. Yes, she is doing her thing. And I'm over here turning backflips. Thank you for that shout out from my wife, Miss D. That's Miss D. Tolliver of the Roberts Family Development Center. You all need to go in the north area and see this show that they have for you. It is going to be amazing. The kids is coming out, and so should you. I'm DJ One Gone right here at the Rose Family Creative Empowerment Center. And this is Rose Family Radio. I'm going to Dr. Tashaka. Doctor.
Yes, sir.
And so there's a few things I need you to do. I need you to tell the folks who you are, what you've done from the start of you putting things in motion and where you're at right now, sir.
I want to also acknowledge Daryl and Tina with the Roberts Family Development Center. Tina actually started at our clinic with the Birthing Project. I'm the founding father of the Birthing Project and Birthing Project USA, which is the only black-owned maternity child health organization in the country. We started in 1988. Catherine Hall, Trujillo, eight women, and myself started the Birthing Project Clinic in 1988. We were all had agreed that we were only going to do it for 1 year. But at this point, we're in 9 countries, 98 cities, and have delivered over 13,000 babies. There's an international conference. One of my daughters, Kyra Chiagi, is a doula. She teaches the doula program, which is the birth coach, which is helps women in childbirth, and she's here in Sacramento. She's also a caterer and does the women's retreats, which is she's presently doing at the moment. Basically, what I do with the Birthing Project, what I have done, Catherine and I just recently retired and turned it over to the next generation, is work with the men. Our men's program was called the Barbershop because if you're in the black community, the barbershop is the country club. That's where, you know, you go, you know, you hear history, you hear lies, you hear people telling politics, and it's where it's our social club. So it was called the Barbershop because you come to the barbershop to get your head full, not to get your hair cut. So that's our men's program. What I do is mentoring in the community. Like Brother One Gone said, my house is a Black History Museum. There's also the Sojourner Truth Museum on 24th and Florin, which everyone should check out. And if you want to come see my place, contact DJ One Gone, and we will make arrangements for that. I host groups and individuals. The Melanin Schools, and that's about it. I have a number of hats. Basically, my most important one is I'm a grandfather. So that's basically what I do, Tim.
I appreciate you, Doctor. And so give me a little bit of edutainment. Give me some of that edutainment right quick.
Edutainment?
Yes,
okay, you know, I mean, I've traveled around the world. I've lived in other cultures. I can get along in about 8 languages. And I've seen opulent luxury. I've seen abject poverty. I've lived in a palace and made love in a shack. And I want to tell you that I love America, just like America loves me. I've seen a slavery phrase, humanity's disgrace, in separate but unequal space, got me singing an irrational anthem instead of the black national anthem. This country is not of me, this land of bigotry. Of thee I sing, land where the pilgrims lied, land where my ancestors died. Now you take your slaves from inside. What cruelness your equality brings. Homelessness throughout the land, thus control growth fits your plan. we all trespass on the land of the red man. You go to a baseball game and pledge allegiance to the flag and to the republic for which it stands. Never have you pledged allegiance to a democracy or equality of each man. And what the hell does that have to do with a baseball game? I love America just like America loves me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And the last thing I want from you, man, at last night's men's circle, you came with something that one of our listeners was talking to his son about, and it was about the sauce. Can you tell the world about the sauce and the man that made that sauce?
Oh, the sauce? Well, you see, you know, Black History Month, you know, we all know about George Washington Carver. You know, and how he invented, you know, over 300 products from the peanut and the soybean. You know, and I know Jimmy Carter's glad that he did that, you know. But, you know, see, George Washington Carver was down there at United University, and he working in a laboratory. He lived on campus there. And he didn't just work all the time. One day he was working in the laboratory, and he got hungry. So he went to his little cottage, and he looked in the icebox because he didn't have refrigerators then. And he looked in the icebox, and he got a couple of pork chops out there, and he said, I'm going to fix these up for my lunch. And he did, and he fixed them, fried them up and everything, and he tasted them, and he said, you know, they taste all right, but they need a little something on them to kick it up. So he went in there, and he whipped up some sauce, and he put it on it, and he tried it, and he said, I like that. That's pretty good. So he took it over there to his neighbor, who was DJ One Gone's great-great-grandfather. He took it over there, and he said, look here. He said, I want you to try this. And he tried it, and he ate a piece, and he ate another piece, and he ate another piece. And he looked at George Washington Carver, and he said, George, he said, ooh, this show is good. He said, what's your sheer sauce? And George said, well, that's what we're going to call it from now on, what's your sheer sauce. So the next time you all had happy steak and everything, and you pick up that bottle of what's your sheer sauce, you remember to thank George Washington Carver.
Dr. Dashaka Muhammad, y'all. Hey, man, you are a gem and a delight, man. I love you. That is my elder. That is my go-to. Him and Henry Hawthorne, man, they are my go-to. We're going to commercial right quick, and we'll get right back at you, huh?
Hey, man, you got your fishing pole?
Got my fishing pole?
Yeah, man, we going fishing.
Man, I ain't going no fishing, man. I got this strap. These streets is hot.
Hey, man, you need to call Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence at 916-889-0105. Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence. It's brought to you by Wise Words with One Gone Show, and we can work it out in. Hooked on Fishing and Not on Violence is taking the guns out of our kids' hands and putting a rod and reel in them. We are located at 2251 Florin Road in South Sacramento. That's Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence. Join the crew and save a kid. You know how we do.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. What's up with it? Attention sack artists. You trying to get your music played? R&B, jazz, hip-hop, and comedy. Spoken word as well. Send your MP3 tracks to DJ1Gone at yahoo.com. That's DJONEGONE at yahoo.com. Make sure you give a call to 347-205-9722 or log on to blogtalkradio.com.
That's right. You might have your MP3 track up in your attic and you forgot about it. I need you to go dig it out and send it to me so we can get you played right here on the Wise Words of One Gone Show. It is Rose Radio for the month of February. And so, again, I want to thank Miss Jackie and the staff here at Rose Family Creative Empowerment Center for having us on for the whole month of February. Hey, one thing I know and two things for sure, this month we shared a lot of information, and the information that we've shared is because we cared, right? I said the information that we've shared is because we cared. And so thank y'all for ear hustling right here on Rose Family Radio. It will be a blessing to see you all out this weekend to get a shot, to get your testing, to just be out with your people, because one thing I know and two things for sure, just like the doctor said, we black every day, so it's Black History every day. I'm going to play one, and I'm going to go to the phone line. I see Brother Mitchell on here, and I got to get a couple of, you know, the sidebar with the brother because I want to ask him something that the world needs to know. It's about these young kids fighting out here, man, and it's just not the young men. These young girls, ooh-wee, and when you go to them and you try to break them up, they get on your helmet. I want to know what we can do to help our babies. You ain't heard what I said. I said I want to know what we can do to help our babies.
It's all right. Oh, my mic on. God doggy.
It's Rose Family Radio. I'm DJ One Gone, and man, we got a beautiful show going on today. Right now, before I go to Mitchell, I know you're there. Don't worry, I know you're there. Well, I'm going to go to Miss Katina, because today's topic is, what can we do to help our young folks out there in them streets, especially the young girls? The young girls are fighting more than the young boys these days, and I don't know what to do, and I don't know why they are doing this. So I'm going to go to a specialist right quick, Miss Katina Watson. Miss Katina, introduce yourself, and let's talk about how we can save our young ladies.
So thank you for having me, Mr. Tim. My name is Katina Watson. I am a CIW at Rose Family Creative Empowerment Center, but I also have a nonprofit, Queens of Ease, and the focus of Queens of Ease is to heal our young women, because there is a lot of misdirected anger, and a lot of it stimulates from trauma, whether it's in home, at school, because of the color of your skin. So our young ladies suffer from all of these different things, and they don't know how to get it out. So what they do is internalize it. And so what I am here in hopes to do is to help them and assist them in directing that anger, so it's not having a negative effect on their lives, and they can still walk, you know, as the queens that they are.
That's beautiful. And so, Ms. Katina, I know I've seen you in work and your work area, and how you articulate things to our young women. The thing I know is this is a part of the Willie Lynch letter, where they said they will have us fighting over each other, the ones with the nappy hairs against the one with the straight hair, right? And I know that our young women, they take a lot of pride in the way they look. And so a lot of ego and a lot of self-esteem plays a part in some of these fights that are happening. Tell us where these young ladies can go be assisted with the help of Miss Katina Watson.
Right here at Rose Family Creative Empowerment Center, 7000 Franklin. We are in Suite 1020 on Tuesdays from 6 to 7:30. And just to touch on that stigma that the Willie Lynch letter, it brainwashed our people. It have us to believe that if you have a darker skin or if your hair is a little more coarse, then you're not as valued as a light-skinned person with maybe more curlier hair, and it's not as coarse. And that is a lie. And it's sad because today, whether it's spoke about or not, that is part of an underlying issue. A dark-skinned girl will think she's less than someone of a brighter skin. And so we have to heal. But I'm sorry. Yes, I'm here at 7000 Franklin, Suite 1020, Tuesdays from 6 to 7:30.
All right, y'all heard it. And for more information, just in case you didn't get all of that, you can call 916-376-7916. That's 916-376-7916. And what we're doing in March is we're going to take all of our youth and our families skating. It's going to be at King Skate Country, 10404 Franklin Boulevard. That'll be from 6:30 to 8:30, where we skate as a family. Hey, Ms. Katina, I want to thank you for calling in, checking in, and chiming in to give us the information we need to help our babies.
Thank you, Mr. Tim.
All right. It's Rose Bam Radio. I'm going to Mitchell. That's my partner. Mitchell!
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Mitchell, man, you came to the Men's Healing Circle. But before we get to talking about that, man, Mitchell, these young girls is having a field day out at the Delta Shores. They're having a field day down in Old Sac, and they're having a field day at these schools. And we want to know, as a community, how and what should we do to help our young folks understand that fighting one another is not the answer. What can we do?
What we can do is outreach and try to reach our young women. But we as men, we have to reach out to maybe some of the older women, too, and let them know our perspective on why things are happening with the younger women. And just like they say, they have all these new technology that takes them away from parenting skills. And, you know, some of our parents, we want to just give, as long as our kids are in the house and on the phone, but we don't know what they're doing on the phone. They're getting some negative output on all these great inventions. They're playing these games, and they're talking to people that are negative, that's 30, 40 years old, on the phone, giving them bad influence and telling them to do these things. And it's a lot of jealousy, just like you pointed out. They wonder why Sabrina has a $2,000 iPhone and lives in Oak Park, and I'm in Green Haven with good parents, and I have the Galaxy phone. It's a thing of jealousy, and it's more women out here than men. So these young girls, they're fighting over boys also. We as men, I hate to say it, but we almost have like the pick of the litter because there's so many women. So when these young girls think they're in love and in a relationship with a boy and somebody wants to approach their boyfriend or some guy they like, they go into a protective mode. And now it starts to fighting and being angry, and there's no one for them to reach out to tell them, because as we know, we have a lot of young mothers out here. And some of our young mothers are still going to the clubs at 50. They're not with their kids at these prime times of the day. They don't sit down and have meals and talk about what's going on. And so they're out of their daughter's lives, and there's no one for them to talk to. So it's anger, a lot of anger.
Man, you touched on it. And, man, I'm going to get back with that with Miss D, because I want to ask Miss D from the Roberts Family Development Center the same question. But now, Mitchell, you came to the Men's Healing Circle. It was the first time you came to this one. You've been coming to other Hooked on Fish and Not on Violent events. But this one right here was just for you. What did you feel and how did you feel about coming to the Men's Healing Circle?
Well, I've been hanging out with Mr. Tim way too long, and he I'm glad he's a great guy. He kept telling me to come. And you know how when you're going through stuff in life and you just miss something? So when I got to the Men's Healing Center and seeing the other men, and we all talk about the problems, community, even our personal problems in life, it opened up a door in my life to say, get back to what you were doing. Because sitting still water is nothing. If the water sitting still is not doing anything for you. We need to run in water, as in saying we need to keep things going forward.
I appreciate that, man. Hold on 1 second. I want to ask Miss D something. Miss D? Uh-oh. Miss D is doing something. Miss D?
Yes, Mr. Kim, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. So, Ms. D, I wanted to ask you something. There's a lot of young ladies fighting, and they're on these social sites putting out bad energy and coming to school fighting and going to the Delta Shore and going to Arden Mall and going to Old Sac and just fighting in the neighborhood. What is it that we can do as human beings, parents, and community activists? What can we do to help our young ladies move forward in love?
You know, Mr. Tim, that is a really good question. Me personally, I'm all about healing circles. I think in each community, we just need to come together with these, especially with the young ladies. I didn't realize the problem was so bad with the young women. I'm hearing more and more about our young girls fighting, unnecessarily trying to, hurt each other for whatever reason, be it a relationship or just jealousies. I'm here to tell you that is really a dead end. The people you come up with ain't always the people you're going to spend the rest of your life with. All this fighting and bickering, we got to be bigger and better. In each community, where we live should not matter. We still need to come together in harmony and in love. And I'm certainly down for coming up with ideas in terms of what we can do to, you know, get with the parents as well, because I believe a lot of these kids are, not that the parents aren't on the team. I want to give a special shout out to our parents, both mothers and fathers. I'm sure we're trying to do our very best, but we got to dig deeper. We definitely got to dig deeper. Our young people are just really, both the guys and the girls, they are really, they're really sort of a little bit out of control. And so as a community, I'm open and willing to jump in at any given forum or whatever we can do to create something that's positive for healing. I understand that you have a healing circle for the young men, and we definitely need to come up with something in our communities for our young women as well, Mr. Tim, definitely.
And so we have come up with Queening. Queening is a young women's program on Tuesday night. As the young men heal on Tuesday night, so do the young women. What we need to do is do a citywide girls summit where our young ladies come and learn how to love self. And so I'm going to be talking with Miss Katina and a few others in our CILs and see if we can come up with a summit for our young ladies, not just one time, but once a month, that our young ladies from all over the city come together and talk about how to take care of themselves, hygiene, how to love on themselves. And so we'll be making things happen, because we could talk about it in the meeting room, but if we don't never take it to the streets, it ain't gonna work. I thank you for your time. Yes, D, don't go nowhere. I'm gonna come right back. But you know what? This is a radio show, and we got to play some music and some commercials. And right now, I got this one for. I dug deep in the creek for this one. Here it is.
And I know the things I've done you is wrong. I'm asking you to give me one more chance, just a one more chance to prove to you that I'm the love only comes once, and when it comes, you better grab, 'cause in a minute I come no more. And I'm asking you, baby, 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 I'm asking you,
talking on my phone while this song was playing, and somebody heard what I was playing. They said, "What you doing?" I said, "Man, I'm on the radio. You ain't know." They said, "No." I said, "Well, doggone, how do I get my show out there so the rest of the world can hear?" And you know what they told me? Tell your people to share it that's listening. Ooh-wee. Goodness gracious. So if you're listening in, go on and share it with a friend. Oh, you ain't heard what I said? I said, if you're listening in, go ahead on and share it with a friend. It's Rose Family Radio. I'm DJ One Gone. And you know what? I'm going to put another one of these Gene Chandlers on because they said, well, you know what? I like Groovy Situation by Gene Chandler. You got that? I said, sure do. And here it is.
Bad girl, I'm gonna make a mind if it takes all night. Can you dig it, can you dig it, can you dig it, can you dig it? Bad girl, I'm gonna make a mind if it takes all night. Can you dig it, can you dig it, can you dig it, can you dig it? Good evening, sweet darling, may I ask your name? You seem to be lonely. Well, don't worry, I'm feeling the same. Oh, it's a groovy situation, a splendid combination, that we should meet at a time like this. Oh, it's a groovy situation, a splendid combination, you're something that I just can't miss. That girl, I'm gonna make a mind if it takes all night. Can you dig it, can you dig it, can you dig it, can you dig it? That girl, I'm gonna make a mind if it takes all night. Can you dig it, can you dig it, can you dig it, can you dig it? It's been a long time, sweet darling, since love has come my way. But I'm trying so hard to find the right words to say.
It's a groovy situation and a splendid combination that we should meet at a time like this. Oh, it's a groovy situation, a splendid combination. You're something that I just can't miss. Oh, it's a groovy situation, a splendid combination that we should meet at a time like a day. Oh, it's a groovy situation and a splendid combination. You're something that I just can't miss. Baby, baby, it's a groovy situation and a splendid combination that we should meet at a time like a day. Oh, it's a groovy situation and a splendid combination. You're something that
y'all know about a groovy situation. You know, that's old school talk. Groovy. It's groovy, man. It's Rose Family Radio. I'm DJ One Gone, and we got 53 minutes in this thing. And, man, you know what? I appreciate y'all for ear hustling, man, because you could be anywhere right now doing whatever you want to do. But you're right here with old DJ One Gone. And, man, I got some throwbacks for you. I got Mr. Henry going to come on in a minute. He said give him a minute because Henry's closing on a house. That's one thing we don't have, a lot of people closing on a house, because we, as a people, we don't own nothing. How are we going to close on something? Oops, my bad. I'm just saying. Me, myself, and I am going to an entrepreneurship program right now. And also, I am going to an investment program right now, because it's never too late to be great. Did you hear what I said? I said it's never too late to be great. So put one foot in front of the other, man, and start doing what you need to do, not what you want to do. Ooh-wee. Shaka.
Yes, sir.
Shaka, give us some wise words from Baba on the Baba point, you know.
Well, you know, I was listening to, you know, Sister V, you know, talking, you know, about the girls, you know, and things like that. And, you know, I think, you know, we need to understand that, you know, this, you know, we've lost social skills. Everybody's, you know, on the phone, you know, what the brother called it last night on that new crack, you know. But it's these young ladies have a lack of self-imaging. They don't know who they are. They've adopted someone else's standards of beauty instead of glorifying in their own. And it's about jealousy, you know. I mean, I hate to use the term, but I call it bitchcraft, you know, because women don't dress for men. Women dress to impress other women, you know, and even the older women do it. You know, it's like, you know, you've seen them sisters in church, you know, they say, look at that, Sister Williams got on that same dress that she had on last Easter. You know, and women dress to impress women, and that jealousy because they don't know who they are. You know, they got permed hair, and just because, you know, your head is permed don't mean that your brain is. But you know, our girls have adopted someone else's standards of beauty instead of glorifying their own. And there is a women's program out there, Kyra Shiadi, who has the program Doula and Heals. And a doula is a birth coach. You know, that's someone, you know, they are in the hospital with you for a delivery, maternity, child health, in the hospital, in the delivery room. And we need to encourage our brothers, you know, to be there to support, you know, our girls. Nowhere in our upbringing do boys and girls get together and discuss life skills or learn life skills. Everything we do is separate. You know, we got separate classes, we got separate gym, we got separate programs for each other. So nowhere in our upbringing do we come together and communicate as male and female. So, you know, the men, you know, we learn from our boys, you know, about life and about sex and everything, you know, who learn from somebody else and don't know. And, you know, women and girls, you know, the same thing. So, we need to have a meaningful dialogue between us and find out what is the jealousy, what is the anger, and teach them who they are, because it's a whole lack of self-imaging, jealousy, and adopting someone else's standards of beauty. That's just my take on it.
Yes, sir. And so I'm going to go a little further. So we have the our heritage culture setting where we bring the young men and women together and we talk about sex, we talk about being mindful of where they are and who they are. We also have Earth Mama Healing. Earth Mama Healing has a young girls forum where our young ladies have traveled the country and seen a lot through Earth Mama Healing down off of 24th and Florin at 2251 Florin Road in room 132. Go see Earth Mama Healing and go on online and look her up. Earth Mama Healing, Miss Mama Rowe, she is a gem to our community, right? Also, Miss Shona. Miss Shona has young men and women working in the museum, learning about their culture, right? It's a lot of nonprofits, for-profits that are putting out this information. It's just that parents are not stepping up. See, you can have all the programs in the world, what I know, but if you don't have parents invested in these programs for their kids, you're fighting an uphill battle. And so what I'm asking for all parents out there, get to the dinner table. Start talking to your kids when they come in. Start cooking. I know you don't like to cook. Get some ramen top then. Put it on the table. Y'all sit down and do like Big Mama used to do. Big Mama say, boy, how was your day today? What did you learn today that you didn't know yesterday? And she'd go around that table so she can get information. And so that's what is missing in the village. The village is not getting the information. So the information that the kids are getting, it's just off the internet. The rap music tell you to do dope. It's cool to be high. It's cool to almost OD. It's cool to fornicate. It's cool to do all of this. And they hear it repeatedly. But do they hear the good message repeatedly? Do they hear it back to back to back to back? That's what's missing, y'all. So let's come together as grown folks. Be grown folks and teach our young folks what need to be learned. Because what I do know is a lot of us will tell our kids, go on up in there, I don't feel like being bothered. And if you're doing that all day, your child don't get nothing from you. You send them up there in their room, they playing on the phone, like Mitchell say, you don't even know what they doing on the phone. That's how kids come up missing. You're thinking they ran away. No, they got snatched. They got a human trafficking network that is big, y'all. And we don't talk about that. Hey, this is Wise Words with One Gone Show, and I'm here for the community. And that's what the radio's about, to spread the good news. And so I want to thank all of my people that called in today, that spoke out today about what's going on in our community and how we as a people need to step up, step out, and bring our young folks in. Bring them in love. That's just a little bit of wise words from One Gone. Hey, I got some more good music, so I'm going to have to give it to you, and I'll give it to you like this. Bring your sweet
such a long, long time. Look like I kept you off of my mind, but I can't. Just the thought of you turns my whole world misty blue. Oh, honey, just the mention of your name turns the flicker to a flame. Listen to me, good baby, I think of the things we used to do, and my whole world turns misty blue. Heaven knows I've tried. Baby, when I say that I'm glad we're through, deep in my heart I know I've lied. I've lied. I've lied. Such a long, long time. Looks like I'd get you off of my mind, but I can't. Just the thought of you, my love, my whole world turns misty blue.
Right here on Rose Family Radio. Hey, this Saturday also, which is Saturday, February 26, 2022, there's Passport to the Wellness Fair. Passport to the Wellness Fair will be happening at John Steele K through 8 School at 2250 John Steele Drive from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can look forward to doing a COVID-19 vaccination booster and testing. Also, free vision and dental screening. There will be free haircuts, a food truck or two, basketball clinic, information for resource fair, youth healing circle. Also, they'll have from 5 to whatever number vaccinations, free PPE and household accessories, free grocery, sack cover to be there, and more. So I want you all to come out this Saturday on the South Side to Passport to Wellness Fair. That'll be held at John Steele K through 8 at 2250 John Steele Drive from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, call 916-376-7916. That's 916-376-7916. And again, out on the North Area at the Roberts Family Development Center at 770 Dorena Avenue, they have the same thing, a wellness fair. They're going to give you the vaccine shot, the test, the booster from 5 to whatever age. Also, they got a Black History program going on. So I need y'all to get on out there and represent these two organizations doing good work in the community. It's about the family, Roberts and Rose. Ooh-wee, man, it's a beautiful thing working in the community, and I love when my people put it down in the town. I'm DJ One Gone. You can catch us at 97.5 KDEE Saturday night, 7 to 9 Pacific time, where we'll have Mr. Craig Jones from ACAC, Another Choice, Another Chance, and we're going to be talking about the bad dope that's on the street. Yeah, man, that fentanyl's taking out a lot of lives, and it's destroying lives. And so we have to prepare our kids and aware our kids of what's going on and where it's happening at. You didn't hear what I said? What's going on and where it's happening at? It's happening right up under your nose. We're going to take a few calls before we get to Mr. Henry, but then I got a nod. Somebody over there said, music, music, music. Yeah, so we got to go back to the old school throwback. Here's a little something for you old school heads. Here's Tyrone Davis. If I could change my mind.
She didn't bat an eye as I packed my bags to leave. I thought she would start to cry. I sit around my room and weep. But you're the girl, she fooled me this time. She acted like I was the last thing on her mind. I would like to change my mind. I just wanna change my mind. Baby, let me change my mind. As I took those steps toward that open door, knowing all the time, but she didn't give me no sign, nothing that would make me change my mind. I would like to start all over again. Baby, can I change my mind? Games many times before, but people, let me tell y'all, oh, I never reached the door. But ooh, the wind is howling tonight. I keep looking back, but my baby's not in sight. I would like to start. Baby, let me change my mind. I'm so sorry.
My goodness, man. Man, this music here, I said this here music. Shoo, got me grooving and grooving. It's Lou Rock.
Stay at the place and watch late night TV movie. You know, dress. Now I like a woman who loves her freedom. And I like a woman who can hold her own. And if you fit that description, baby, come with me. Take my hand.
My name is Charles. Now I like a woman that's quiet. A woman who carries herself like Miss Universe. And my name is Larry. And I like a woman that loves everything and everybody. And you know what, ladies? If you feel that this is you, then this is what I want you to do.
Thank you.
Go on and on and on. Man, I got a catalog of old school fool music. That's who I am, DJ Old School Fool. Hey, man, you can call me 347-205-9722. That's 347-205-9722. After this song, we'll have a few moments of Black History with Mr. Henry. Let me get to you like this, because I know if you ain't lonely, if you think you're lonely, or you know you're lonely, Bobby gonna get to you like this.
I want to dedicate this song to all the lovers tonight. And I expect that might be the whole world, because everybody needs something or someone to love. When it's cold outside, who are you holding? You know, if y'all don't mind, I'd like to talk about this woman of mine. She's always complaining about me never being at home. But when a valve broke, telling me about the things that a girlfriend's got, what she ain't got, and she want me to go out and get them for her. But girl, I can't be in two places at one time. If you think you're holding now, wait until tonight, girl. I'll be more. You all around your room, and the memories still out like a ghost, and
I've done my time, and it's your turn now.
Sound of Bobby Womack, If You Think You're Lonely Now. Hey, you know, they got a war finna jump off. They didn't shut off a few missiles from Russia over into the Ukraine. I don't understand what's going on, but God don't make mistakes, so maybe something going on that I don't know. But for us to be in 2022 and we still shooting missiles and killing one another instead of healing one another, I think there's something wrong with it. And Mr. Henry won't be in because he's closing on a house, and I ain't trying to stop that because, you know, they getting big money for selling houses, but also they getting money for buying new houses. Man, did you know rent for a one-bedroom, one bath is $1,700? And they asking you to have three times the rent. Where is a guy that flip burgers going to get three times to rent? Oh, my mic on. My bad. Oh, my goodness. Let me go to Dr. Muhammad. Tashaka, I thank you for listening in the whole show. Give us a little bit of history. Give us what you have for the people before we get up out of here.
All right, Jim. I appreciate, you know, the opportunity, man. You know, when we talk about, you know, black inventors and what our contribution, you know, to the world, you know, has been, you know, it's like, you know, we talk about people, you know, who, you know, are in the past and who are dead. But, you know, there are black inventors that are happening, you know, right now. You know, the lunar module, you know, that went to the moon was, you know, was created by Lonnie Johnson, you know, the brother that created the Super Soaker water gun for his kids. Works for NASA. But, you know, Dr. Patricia Bass, you know, who lives in Oakland right now as we speak, invented the first laser surgical device for the eye. It was called the laser phaco probe, and it was used for the removal of cataracts from the lenses of the eye, because if you don't remove cataracts, they cause blindness. So she was using an optical fiber to transmit amplified light. The laser phaco probe vaporizes cataracts into fragments, and then they're removed. She filed her first patent for the laser phaco probe in 1986. She also has four other U.S. patents in addition to patents in Japan, Canada, and Europe. You know, we talk about Virgil Ammons, who invented the fireplace damper, you know, that little thing that you turn in the fireplace to keep the smoke, you know, from coming out in your house. Okay, her patent was given in 1975. Sarah Boone, who invented the ironing board, you know, and I guess we don't use them no more. That was in May of 1943. Henrietta Bradbury invented the bed rack. She also invented the torpedo discharge for the Navy. Marie Britton Brown, who used the home security system utilizing television surveillance. So, like, you know, your home security system can be through your television. Joanne Clark, she made the holder for bras and, like, embroidered fruit bowls and wall hangings and kits. You know, we talk about Anna Magnan, pastry fork. Mary Moore, pain relief composition. Linda Newman, she invented the hairbrush in 1898, you know, and, you know, we know now, you know, with all these perms and extensions and everything, we need that brush. Mary J. Reynolds, the hoisting and loading mechanism, April in 1920. You know, and I remember, you know, like a song back in the 60s, that a lot of the children used in their graduation. And it said, I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Tell them, you know, give them a sense of pride. Make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how it used to be. You know, so, you know, we need to be there for our children. We are the role models, whether you want to be or not. Whether you're a positive person or a negative person, they're going to be just like you. Your children may act like they don't pay attention to you, but they end up being just like you. So we are the role models, and we have to remember that. You know, I believe in reciprocity. I believe that what you put out in the universe will come back to you. So random acts of kindness, learning social skills. And because I believe that what you put out in the universe will come back to you, that's probably the only thing keep me from being a criminal. But anyway, those are my thoughts on Black History, man. Thank you.
Thank you. And Ms. D got her hand up. Ms. D, I'm coming to you.
It's going to take a minute, yeah.
Ms. D?
Okay.
Ms. D had her hand up. But I'm going to play this right here. And then I'm going to ask Ms. D what's going on.
Your boy Young K. Yell in the house. Shout out to my homeboy, DJ One Gone. Hey, hey, okay, it's time to tune in and keep your station locked. One Gone guaranteed to make your head knock. From 8 all the way to 10 o'clock, we gon' rock. R&B and hip hop, banging nonstop. From Sacramento, California to the Great Lakes. Heavy rotation, syndication to 50 states. Alabama to Montana, New York to Indiana. Texas to Chi-Town, LA to Atlanta. We open doors for locos to promo. If you didn't know, I'm already bi-coastal. I spit verses that put rappers in hearses. Dump them in the dirt, 6 feet under the earth's surface. Lyrical murder for hire, money ain't the purpose. I'm serving rappers, three-piece combos like churches.
One gone, 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 one gone.
Thinks we're all a mother. Who are they to judge us? Mother, mother, simply call us we wear our halo. Mother, mother.
Thank y'all for listening in. I got to go. Got to get to work. But I appreciate you. Hey, we went down memory lane, and I appreciate y'all riding with me. One go.
Back down memory lane. I see the happiness. I see the pain. Where am I? Back down memory lane. I see you standing there. Such a happy, happy pair. Love beyond compare. Look at there, look at there. The way you held me, no one could tell me that love would die. Oh, why did I have to find this photograph? Thought I had forgot the past. Now I'm slipping fast.